Skagway Traditional Council President Jamie Bricker is an 8th Aleut, but she doesn't know much about her family's heritage.
My grandfather was relocated to Skagway during World War II from Kodiak and put in the Pius X mission here and essentially Americanized.
She says as she learned about Native culture in Southeast Alaska, she realized how important it is to preserve that heritage. Last fall, Bricker stumbled upon an opportunity to bring traditional Alaska Native sports to Skagway with help from the Sea Alaska Heritage Institute. She says it got her really excited.
Really just felt inspired, especially with everything that was going on with COVID and my own children not being able to participate in their traditional Western sports. Basketball is huge for them, huge in Southeast Alaska, and they just weren't getting any opportunity for exercise.
Bricker signed up for a training program to learn more about coaching for Alaska's Native Youth Olympics, now known as the NYO Games. She was trained by Kyle Worrell, an NYO coach based in Juneau. He says that NYO programs are widespread throughout Alaska, and athletes have many opportunities to compete.
There are practices, there are regional competitions and district competitions, and there's statewide competitions to international. The state competition for Native Youth Olympics is held in April, and that's in Anchorage. And usually they get near 500 athletes from around the state representing over 100 different communities.
Worrell says events like the seal hop and the two-foot high kick were passed down through generations to help instill the strength and skills necessary for everyday life in Alaska's challenging environment.
And it goes back to the games being done by hunters. These were originally games done by the hunters, and to be a successful hunter, you had to work together.
Worrell says what separates NYO from many Western sports is that competitors try to help each other reach their personal best during competitions.
And what you'll see is the athletes are working together, and they're sharing techniques and advice, and they're cheering on other teams. Coaches from other teams will come to your athletes if they happen to be in the same space, and they can give that advice, they will. And that's not something you usually see in basketball.
Worrell says NYO has taken some time to catch on in Southeast Alaska. For the past few years, he's been working with Sea Alaska to build up the number of teams in the region. Sea Alaska sent Native sports equipment to Skagway, and last week Worrell connected with 4th, 5th, and 6th grade students virtually to teach them about the different events in the NYO games. Now, Bricker is coaching Skagway's first junior NYO club. She says 15 kids came to the first practice last Saturday.
It is a complete dream come true. I'm so excited for this to be lifted off the ground in Skagway.
Cook Inlet Tribal Council hosts the statewide junior NYO competition. This year, it's being held virtually due to the pandemic. From now through the beginning of March, competitors will submit videos and measurements of their best attempts in the events of their choice. Meanwhile, Worrell says Sea Alaska Heritage Institute has sent NYO equipment to Haines, and one Haines School employee has taken the training to become a coach. He says they are working with the Haines School's activities director to get a program up and running. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.